This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Great, the side. I believe you've got lots and lots of news for us today.
Sure. I thought a place to start is to talk about some of the top stories over the past year. And there's lots of them. We've got a roundup of them on the site, and it's difficult to choose just a couple. But you know, it's been a rough year for some companies. But as with any time of upheaval, there are many others who are able to, you know, make use of the opportunity. I mean, as crass as that sounds, all times of upheaval are also times of opportunity. And, you know, we've seen, for example, while some companies are folding, we're seeing Alviva, in South Africa, putting in a bid to buy Tarsus for 185 million. There are, you know, plenty of new technologies launching, you know, while Cell C is in financial trouble, Actis, put in a bid to buy a controlling stake in Octatel for 2.3 billion. And so, yeah, there's, and then, you know, that's not even looking at the international stuff with companies like Zoom, you know, doing phenomenally well this year as people came to rely on their service to do remote meetings and so on. So, yeah, it's been a year of upheaval, not just because of the coronavirus, but, you know, we've seen, CEOs and other chief officers resigning from companies in South Africa. The CEO of Rain, the mobile network in South Africa, has stepped down, and he's will be replaced by Brandon Lee, for example. We've seen the MTN CEO Rob Schutter resigning. There was a huge exodus of top people at MultiChoice this year, including Mark Rayner and Richard Borman. Richard Borman, who had joined Showmax as the PR person there since the beginning, you know, who I've known and worked with for many years since he was the PR at Vodacom before that. And so, yeah, it's been a year of massive changes. And then, you know, of course, any kind of roundup, it would be remiss not to point out things like the personal information being exposed into data breaches like Experian, the launch of 5G in South Africa by Vodacom and MTN joining Rain. Rain was the first mover there because they had the spectrum available, and Vodacom and MTN joined them this year with the temporary emergency spectrum being made available to them. And yeah, it's a quick run through of some of the top stories of the year. One I think that I definitely should mention before moving on to the next thing is the murder of Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kinnear, who it emerged was being tracked using a wireless application service provider service being offered through mobile networks like Vodacom and MTN, and his assassination was plotted that way, and that is going to come down like a ton of bricks on the mobile network operator, WASP, who provide this service.
We had some technical difficulties there. That was Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. He ended off by telling us about WASP, the wireless service providers that were involved in the pinging of, or supplying a service rather, that resulted in the pinging of phones that may have led to the murder of the Western Cape police officer, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kinnear, and the fallout we can expect in 2021 with respect to this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.